Hello.
Welcome back.
It's another Thursday.
This week went by extra fast.
Yeah. Or a Friday Eve, as I've been noticing people call it.
Yeah, Gary Vee says not to.
Yeah,
do
I think
that.
It's dumb.
What? You should live for every day.
Yeah, I agree. So, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to catch up on my shows, but I didn't record The Real Housewives of New Orleans, or whatever. What's it called?
Southern Charm.
Southern
New
Charm,
Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't record that, so I didn't get to watch it, but that's okay. You can give me a brief synopsis.
Oh, well, let me see my notes. I would love to.
Okay, is that what...
If you want.
Sure, keep it brief, though.
Okay, I can count on you to keep me brief. Reagan and Reese.
You need me.
Huh?
I said, yeah, you need me.
Okay. Reagan and Reese, you know, the engaged people that are obnoxious and he's just, I don't know what, go wedding shopping for a wedding cake. So they go to this bakery. I don't even know where it is. It looks like it's in the bayou somewhere, of course. And of course, he just wants to eat all the cake because he's just a slob. And he decides, oh, this one's the one I like. You need to taste this. Well, she doesn't want to. And guess what? He shoves it in her face.
Oh,
just the grossest
does she love
oh
it?
she just you know, like, what you gonna do? She's marrying the heir to whatever this fortune is. Ugh. Anyway, then they keep including Tamika Jr., little girl, in all the scenes. I don't get it. I don't know what's happening. I think they want to maybe get her a Disney contract or something. But she's a terrible actress. She's not good at all. Anyway, it was annoying to me. Let's see what else. There really wasn't a big thing.
What happened with the redheaded guy?
He's going to
so
therapy. He's
right
going to therapy. Yeah, he's odd looking. And
well,
he's just, I don't know. It's like he's
creepy.
Yeah. He's going to therapy because he realized after he got drunk last week and was running around the neighborhood and laying down in people's yards that he's probably not handling all this stuff in his life really well. So the therapist told him he needed to stay away from her. Well, of course, everything they go to, you know, that has to be together. So that leads us to next week. When he has a party for, not a party. I don't know what goes on, but next week he like turns the table a la Teresa from New Jersey because he gets furious with them. But it really wasn't
prostitution
that much.
Whore?
Yeah. Justin and Squidward had some issues because he told her, I didn't know she was a nurse. She's a nurse. He told her he was going in to get an injection in his neck because he had a car accident a few months ago and has been having neck pain. Well, turns out it's surgery on his neck. And the morning of, he asked her to drive him to the hospital. And she goes, well, what are you doing? And she said, he said, I told you, I'm having surgery. He never told her. Or she says he never did. I mean, I guess I believe her. Why would she lie about that? So, because he doesn't respect her, he doesn't consider her. You know, like,
that's a red flag.
Well, that's why he won't marry her. She is not his other. I think she's just there. And then so she sat him down after she was there during his surgery and everything and said, actually, there was another appointment. And she goes, well, where are you going? And he goes, well, I have to go back and do this. And she goes, when are you going to tell me anything. When are you going to tell me what's going on in your life? And he goes, I told you. And she said, no, you didn't. He said, yes, I did. And then kind of had a smirk. And she said, you better start, you know, shaping up or that's it. I was like, girl, you've been with him 3 years, Squidward. So
you better run.
That was basically it. Reagan went to try on wedding dresses. They're all see-through corset types. You know, she's a hoe. Pregnant and all.
Who is?
Reagan.
For what?
The blonde. She's trying on wedding dresses.
Oh, and they're all corsets.
Corsets, the see-through lace, you know, like peekaboo, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to look. Wow, that's so 2015. 15. Yeah. It's 2019 yeah. right now. I said 15.
That's been 4 years ago. So yeah. that was that. I like it. There was some, Tamika had threw a birthday party for her brother because they're born in the same week, 2 years apart, and their parents are died or whatever. So she threw him a surprise party, and that was fun. I mean, it was stuff like that. Nothing. Just one of those shows. Just keeps you going. Next week, I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, should we talk about something else?
Sure.
All right. That was a very good, brief, five-minute synopsis. Good job.
Thank you. I aim to please.
You could have gone on for, like, probably 10 more minutes, but you did.
Well,
good.
I just reviewed my notes because I don't remember a lot.
Well, that's good for me.
It wasn't that memorable.
Good. Let's talk about Below Deck because I just watched it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. They got their new person.
Yeah. I have something to say now.
Okay.
Joao is so boring and their going out is so boring. That's all I want to see. I don't want to see them working.
I know. I agree. And I don't know why. I think they're trying to spice it up with the boys asking the girls on dates, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so boring.
I mean, he even drank too much and acted like an ass, and it was still boring.
Yeah. So gross. And poor little Colin, he is just trying to be nice to June, the new girl.
And yeah.
Nice boys never win.
No. And he's just, I can't figure him out. He's just a nice little nerd. He's like a little Boy Scout. That's what he is. He is an Eagle Scout. I could see him in the outfit right now.
Yeah. And what do you think about that new chick, June? She was so boring, so dumb, so slow.
I think she was high.
Yeah,
in her confessionals? Man.
Exactly. And then she didn't eat dinner, so she just shoved cake down her throat.
Uh-huh. She had the munchies.
I was like, why didn't you just ask Hannah what time dinner is?
I know. I mean, she's pretty. I think she's, you know, she's pretty enough, but I don't know. I just, the whole, I mean, now, okay, so did you recognize the charter guest?
Yes. I know that show, and so many old lady boobs.
I mean, and the stick legs. You know,
yeah.
Like just stuck into like the apples. Bottom of a, yeah, stuck into the bottom of a pear.
No, an apple.
An apple, okay, yeah. The Queen of Versailles, her and her husband were on Jeff. Flipping. Yeah, Jeff and whatever his name is, Gage, went to their tacky, gross mansion. Yeah, so that's who that is.
Yeah, anyway. And how about she comes in and goes, I have always used fanny packs, and everybody started using fanny packs because of me.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure when see everybody's going to want to be eating healthy.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Did you see the chef roll her eyes? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
And then she says,
I have great arms. I have great legs. I have great boobs.
Yeah. And then for her son's birthday, she had blow-up dolls presented at the dinner. I don't think that they come up with that, the guests.
I hope not, because that's some weird crap.
They're not that creative. I think it's the producers just say, have this.
And then like, just show it at the table, and then it's like, okay, well, good night. Have a good sleep. I mean, it was nothing after that. It was just, I mean, the cake looked fabulous. I love the cake. But
yeah,
I don't know. Well, it's just lacking. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't know why they just didn't tell the charter guests going to go on that 12 o'clock. That they weren't.
Yes.
I think they should just say, we can take you to the dock, but lunch will still be at 2 because
we're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't you think they have an itinerary? They were knowing that the day before.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I mean, wake up. If I was the Queen of Versailles and I wanted to go early, you know, I would ask. But I think it's up to the charter to say, well, we can take you early, but you're not going to have all your food.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Beach first. So yeah. Why not just on the beach? Take 5,000 steps up with the table and chairs.
And of course they forgot that, something. They always
that
do.
Was making me so tired.
Yeah. And and her little flat Walmart flip flops. It's like the bottom of my feet were dying.
I know. But we saw the previews. It does look a little bit more entertaining.
I hope so. It's just, I don't know. It's slow. It's slow going.
I just don't understand why they don't go out anymore. I feel like they were always going out last season.
Yeah. Or taking breaks, like, or something.
Yeah. Because there was the joy, love story. Like
Conrad. I know.
There's nothing.
I'm looking at my notes. There is really nothing. I didn't write down anything. The most interesting thing I have written down is Travis says Joao is a dickhead.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Now we got two deckhands that don't want to do shit. So we got Joao and the Boy Scout. Good luck.
Yeah, that's it. Well, let's move on.
Yeah. So, next.
Let's talk about the reunion for Beverly Hills at all.
Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Yes.
I briefly, like, it was on while I looked at my phone, watched it. But I was here for the highlighter dresses. Did they all color coordinate?
My comment is that they, as a group, are the ugliest housewives in a reunion and for a long time. I didn't like not one of their dresses. The hairstyles were atrocious. What is Lisa Rinna trying to prove?
Did you see Dorit's paperclip hair?
Yes.
Did you see Heather McDonald post on her Instagram the Barbie with the paperclips in her hair?
It's perfect. At least
I know
that's kind of Dorit's style. I mean, what is Lisa Rinna trying to do? I mean, and Denise Richards, she had on a 75-year-old grandmother of the bride dress.
Denise is the most useless housewife they've ever had on any season.
I agree. And Kyle's hair? What the heck did she do? Her hair is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, she looks like the 80s, but I love very on trend right now.
In her hair?
No, the dress.
Oh, you said highlighter.
They were all wearing highlighter green dresses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's very on trend.
Yeah, I still don't like it.
So that's pretty much all I got, is that I thought that they looked good. And
I thought they looked horrible.
And then I heard Erica Jane was the queen of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, which I think that's whatever. I mean, I just...
By default.
Yeah, the queen didn't show up.
Yeah.
And they talked about that again with the puppy shit, puppy gate.
I definitely think that the
franchise is crumbling. I don't think that they could do another season like that.
I hope not. And it lasted forever. You know, I read a while ago on Twitter, Andy Cohen is asking for questions for the upcoming Southern Charm reunion. That just started.
Yay.
I mean,
oh,
and Beverly Hills went forever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of wanted a couple of more shows, but anyway, maybe there is a couple of more and then they'll be done. But
well,
anyway,
Southern Charm
yeah.
is a complete bore as well.
Yeah. I agree. But it got a little bit better this week because
yeah,
they went to Colorado.
Okay.
We're
not talking about that yet.
Okay. Well, one more thing about the Housewives reunion is Camille is like a total fake and she's acting
yeah.
and she's a terrible actress. So I don't know what they're
and
trying to do with her.
With her little voice like this. So annoying. I'm like, why are you talking so breathy?
Yeah, and she always shows up with her, and I'm doing air quotes, friend, Camille's friend. Everybody that's her friend is her hired help, like her assistant,
oh, yeah.
Her, you know, whatever. She that's never goes friend. Anywhere by herself. But anyway, yeah, I watched it. It was fine. I just, you know, the whole story with Denise and her handicapped child that she adopted, and I mean, and then Dorit's crying when she's telling the story. It's like, oh, come on, ladies.
Like, doesn't she already know it?
I don't know. I was listening to Denise Richard on Heather McDonald's podcast, and I had to stop it. It was just, I can't.
I didn't even try and click on.
Well, she
I
talked
knew,
a little
I
bit.
I did not want to hear it.
Heather, even I mean, Heather's trying. She's like, so tell me about when you were married to Charlie. I mean, obviously, that was the most exciting time in her life. She still refers to Charlie Sheen every other sentence. Still, she would be like, well, it was crazy, you know, I just kind of went with it. And it's like, ugh.
Gosh.
I mean, yeah.
Stereotypical hot, dumb bimbo.
Tell us some poop, man, you know? Anyway, so that's all I have to say about that, unless you got something else.
No, let's go into Southern Charm.
Southern Charm. Well,
I have a quote.
Wait. Oh, well, I know what your quote is because you said it last week.
You need to check your first.
Because you're acting like a pussy.
Yep. And I have
I
a bigger dick than you.
I loved it. But then he comes back on the bus. I mean, what the heck was he doing?
Whenever they do stuff like that, though, I think that they really are throwing a temper tantrum and the producers are like, you're not getting off, so you're going to go back on.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so stupid. It's like, or like Luann leaves, like, you're not leaving.
Yeah.
You're not leaving.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
So.
You're right. You're so right.
So, but I didn't
even
understand.
The airport and all that. They showed Naomi with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
The
editing, he's a dick. Hello?
Are you there? Okay. You kind of faded out a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm still sitting right here in the exact same spot.
Yeah. I said Naomi's boyfriend is a dick.
Well, I wrote that he was condescending. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She's like, he's just so nice. He won't talk about anyone. It's like, well, that's bullshit.
Editing.
Huh?
Because you could tell. By the way, she said, oh, yeah, you're so lucky that I'm respect you or whatever. And the way he was like, no, that's so. You could tell that they were probably like, he said something like, I feel, you know, I've had that conversation. Like, no, this is just a real relationship. You're just not used to it because of the been in before, not to be degrading to her. But the way they edited it makes it sound like that, you know?
Yeah, he sounds really condescending. I don't know. I hope it's editing because
it's definitely editing. But she's also very weak. She was stronger than Craig, but she's very weak.
Well, she already said, I'll never get anybody better than him. So it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Who says that?
If I ever utter those words out of my mouth, you better slap me.
Can I?
That. Yeah, I would never say that.
Well, and
I don't even think if I was over head over heels in love with somebody, I would say I could never find somebody better.
Well, and I mean, I think there's two different ways to interpret that. Like, he is so wonderful that there's nobody better than him. But the way I take it from her is that I am not,
she's not
good enough to find somebody better than him.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yes.
He's the best You're I'll right. ever get.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
I guess it. You could say
that's how I take it from her. I could say, I mean, than daddy, but I would never say I could never get anybody better, you know. That's how I yeah. took it. So
yeah,
anyway, she wasn't saying that about Craig. Hey, I do have something written down at the beginning with he's with his old college buddies, and one of them is obviously a very successful businessman. He has to tell him yeah. about his pillows.
Does he have a frog in him?
I don't. What is he have a what?
A frog in his throat. The whole time he's talking, need to get the pillows.
I don't
really
know.
Weird voice.
But he mentioned
how did you
that.
Not notice that.
I don't know. I don't know. But he mentioned that the pillows were $70 each. It's like, who is paying $70 for that? I mean,
I bet lots of Bravo fans are.
I don't know, but I thought that was hilarious when, you know, well, what's your production and what's your forecast and what's your, you know, like a businessman. Yeah. And I don't know. I just get up and I start sewing. It's like, oh,
and he
God.
Has a pillow with their future kid's name sewed on.
Yes. What was the name? Penelope.
Penelope.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. He is so disgusting.
I hope they have edited to make him to be so crazy, because he wasn't like that.
No, I don't think he was. But I watched him on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the argument with the on the bus.
Yeah.
For some reason, always follow Whitney. I don't know why.
Exactly. Is that what he said, or is that what you said?
No, that's what Craig said. So I was like, wow, maybe Craig does have some kind of grasp on reality.
Yeah, but it's like,
he can like realize that, because he seems so dumb. Like, he seems dumber than a high school kid.
Yeah, and he seems out of touch with reality. He's just yeah. You know, he's got delusions of grandeur. Yeah, he's got delusions of grandeur. He's got, you know, he's bratty. I don't know. But, yeah, I noticed that, too. Cameron's like, I'm going with Whitney. And it's like,
yeah,
what's the deal with Whitney? I don't know.
Maybe they smashed.
Whitney's the one with money.
True. So, well, her husband's a doctor.
Well, maybe that's it.
But her husband, I don't think her husband likes her.
No, because they're not. I don't think they're friends.
No, but how about Madison and Austin? Madison!
I got to say, Madison got a hot bod.
And beautiful. With her crooked mouth.
Well, it's like she has a palsy or something. Like something, yeah. Like it doesn't move. Like,
yeah, I think we've already.
You said that already. Yeah, like Jess on Gilmore. But
she could eat Austin in one nibble. She could eat him alive.
What is she doing with him? Because he's on the show?
Maybe.
I mean, he has no job. He has no nothing. I don't know. And she looks like she does. She has a kid, though. But she disrobed and, you know, flaunted it all, got in the hot tub. Catherine came in like a nun and got in the hot tub with her robe on. I know. And then I don't even know if she took the robe off and sat in the water before she took it off. I don't know. It's like, what the heck? And she did it twice.
And then did you see Austin without his robe?
Oh, my God.
I don't even think that kid could shoulder press a 5-pound weight.
And he has little pepperoni knees.
So gross.
Yeah.
Well, at least they were, you know, I thought they were honest talking about it.
Yeah, he looked like shit.
Oh, just skinny fat. Just,
yeah.
Nothing appealing about him at all.
He looks super athletic too. Like, I've come to realize in my 3 years now, almost 3 years of training, some people don't know how to move their body. They just don't. They just aren't athletic at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
He looks like he's never. He can't even run.
I thought it was funny. Let's see what else I have written down. How about the marijuana shopping? Did you see the prices?
No.
I
think I fell asleep.
Well, I think Catherine had a good point in her little confessional. She said, you know, I've been trying to, not that it's everybody else's responsibility to keep her sober or whatever, but she said that was my big thing with smoking weed. And she said, nobody acknowledges it. Nobody says anything. And she said, I kind of hurt my feelings. So,
well, that's like saying good job on not doing something that's bad for you.
Yeah, but I mean, at least, you know, maybe they could have said, you know, hey, Catherine, I know this might be hard for you, so I'm going to stay in the bus with you. Because Cameron did not go in there. And was the other one, the other blonde, Randy, a boy's name. Yeah, she's a boy's name, whatever. It's not Randy. Randy's my good friend.
Only person that listens to this podcast.
Anyway, she didn't go in there either, but they could have shown them saying, well, hey, Catherine, let's just stay in the bus. You know, I don't know. But
sounds boring.
Austin was a little too excited to go.
Well,
anyway.
That sounds boring.
Yeah. But they shopped in the marijuana store. Let's see.
Well, what else can we talk about? The next show?
Yes, let's do, because I don't have anything more interesting than that.
Okay, The Bachelorette, ladies.
Yes, it was so good.
The fantasy suite. And I have a lot to say on this one, okay?
Okay, you go.
If you will let me speak. I am really upset. If you follow me on Instagram and you've seen my review, I'll give you a different review right now. I'm really upset that you didn't smash with Tyler because he's the only hot. So the only one. I mean, that massage scene, I was like, I need a drink of water. I was like,
yeah. She was really napping. She didn't notice.
Yeah, I thought he was so sweet about not her saying, I don't want to have sex and all this stuff. He was so sweet. He was like, okay, you know, I thought he was going to cry at first. Like, he seemed so, like, concerned with her emotions. So,
yeah,
I'm just going to rank them in order of interesting. So, then we go to Peter. Peter, she actually smashed, which I don't know why.
I don't either.
Maybe she thought he was, like, probably the only one for sure without an STD.
Well, considering he has condoms in his car.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this is kind of like not practicing safe sex to have sex with all these people at one time. But he's for sure doesn't have anything because he's a nerd. So he was super boring. I mean, he's super weaselly and gross.
I think he's nerdy. He's just a nerd.
I can't even imagine my face getting close to his face. Like, you know how you think about, like, oh, going in for a kiss? I think about it with Tyler all the time. I can't even imagine coming close to his face. It, like, gives me that he would be the best husband for her.
Well, if you need a if you need a chocolate lab as a husband, I mean, I can see him there just waiting for her when she gets home, wagging his tail.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
I don't know. He doesn't seem like
he's too eager.
Yeah, and I think he's sincere, though. I don't think he has a motive. But
he really does love her.
They did find out that he had a girlfriend right before the show started.
Yeah, everybody has a girl that they keep around way too long after college until they find someone.
Well, she claims that they had been dating for 5 months. And so it wasn't like a long-term thing, but it had gotten serious really quickly. And they weren't living in the same city. And they were even making plans to move in together wherever he lives. So.
Oh, he's eager. He's probably never had a girlfriend.
And then when The Bachelor called, it was like, well, I'm breaking up.
Why would they pick him? I don't understand. I really want to know the picking process.
Well,
I guess they did a good job.
Yeah.
Made it to the end.
What I read was that he was recruited. He did not apply.
Recruited
by who? So how does that happen? I don't know.
Weird. Anyways, and so then we go on Jed's date, Mr. Brock. Which I feel bad saying because he can't help it, but I think he could get a different hairstyle that would help the shape of his head. But I think that they actually are in a relationship together. Like, I think she actually feels the same, pretty much the same that he feels. And he expressed his feelings on how he hates Luke and how he doesn't understand how she could keep him around whenever he's trash. And she got real upset. And she's, I'm so frustrated. I'm frustrated. That's what she always says. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. And I need clarity. I'm just trying to find clarity. It's like, okay, clarity. Whatever.
Yeah. So she was frustrated. And she had to, like, get up. Yeah. And I think the producers made him get up, too, so that they could have, like, them in the same shot.
I agree with that. I'm thinking he would have been like, whatever.
Yeah. And then she's like standing there crying and he's like rubbing her hips from behind. I was like, what is this? I was pissed at somebody. I'd be like, don't touch me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he could have been a little more forceful because when he brought it up to her, she was like, what do you mean? And he said, well, I'm just worried for you. I'm worried. It's like, that's bull. You're not worried. You're pissed. How could she like him?
I think
and have that much concern for him, and he's such a turd. That's what. You know.
I think what he meant. I think what he should have said is, "My feelings are hurt."
Yeah, like
that's what he meant.
Yeah, and everybody knows he's a jackass, and you still are
you're
falling
a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, you're still falling for him, and if you like him. Then I'm pissed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I agree. And so then she goes on the date with Luke, who sends shoot my spine. He's so gross. I can't even, like, if I think Peter can't, I want to be in the same room with Luke. He's so repulsive. And we decide that when they get to the date where we have sex, we're going to talk about sex now. And it's a deal breaker, but we're going to wait all the way till the end. The season to talk about sex.
Yeah.
So he says, if you've had sex with any of these guys, which I know you've had sex before, and so have I, before I was born again virgin in the shower, I don't want to be with you. And so she says, I had sex on the windmill twice. But everybody I've heard has talked about how Hannah just, like, laid into him, and I don't think she told him off hardly at all. I think she could have told him off a lot more.
Oh, yeah. And I think because he started off really strong, like, I got to just tell you right now, I got to get this off my mind. And then he starts to backpedal saying, well, what I meant was, and what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Can I just talk? You at least owe me. And then that's when she went off.
She says, I don't owe you anything.
How about that little white piece of spit in the corner of her mouth the whole time?
And how about they made them sit in the rain?
I thought they were getting struck by lightning.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he says before he leaves, can I pray over you?
Yes. Like, I am higher and more worthy and more holy. So I'm going to help you, you little devil.
Yeah.
You little evil person.
Without getting into my religious beliefs, I don't completely agree with her statement by saying, like, a sin is a sin and, like, you can just forgive me. God will just forgive me. And so I'm just going to do whatever I want and then ask for forgiveness later. I don't think that that's really how.
No.
But I also think about sex, when he was talking about everything else, about her mistake or whatever, I'll stand by you when you make your mistakes. And she was like, it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, that was a red flag.
Yeah, because he thinks he is above her.
Yeah.
And you know, don't worry. I won't let everybody think that you're just not worthy. It's like, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. He's a total turn off in every way.
A quote from Heather McDonald's podcast, all Christian girls. So he will have a hard time finding someone else.
Well, he's not gone yet. He's coming back next week.
Well, and then my boyfriend Tyler's going to fight him. I can't wait.
Yeah, it looks like it. So we didn't talk about
Tyler. Let's go ahead. Yeah, we did.
Oh, I think they still spent the night together. I think all of that was a sham.
Well, why?
They woke up in the morning together. They woke up in the morning.
Yeah, they did stay together. They supposedly didn't have sex.
Okay. I don't believe that.
But why would they pretend not to if she already did on the other date?
So then she wouldn't be so slutty. She has to have some. She did. Yeah. She has to have some standards.
She did with Jed.
Well, they didn't say that she did. They didn't say she didn't. They just didn't say.
I don't think she did.
See, I think they left that up in the air. So, yeah. Good producers.
Yeah. Well, let's make our predictions for the final rose and whatnot. Next week is the men tell all. I get to see my boo Mike. I can't wait to see what goes down.
They're still talking about him for the next Bachelor, but I'm thinking it could be Tyler.
Well, that's what we're about to do. So what do you think?
I think it could
Who's
be Tyler.
Gonna win?
I think Jed, she's picking Jed. And I think Tyler, with over 1 million followers on Instagram, they would be stupid to not consider him for the next Bachelor.
Yeah, I agree. So Jed's winning. Tyler's going to be the Bachelor. And I don't know.
Mike's going to go to Paradise. Mike's going to go to Paradise.
Yeah, I think Mike and no, I don't think Peter would be good on Paradise.
No, and he's not the next Bachelor. He's got to go back to pilot school or pilot work. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Well, I can't wait for the intel all.
Well, Luke's going to be there because I did see a little snippet of it on Entertainment Tonight or something. They were talking to the guys backstage, and Mike said, "I don't care. That dude is plum nuts." So he was Mike. There. Yeah. So,
well, shall we move on to current events?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I have a few.
Okay.
Set your DVRs, people, because like we were just talking about, Bachelor in Paradise starts in August.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I believe it's August 2nd. Don't quote me. Google it, but set your DVRs.
And Real Housewives of Dallas? Real
September Housewives 4th.
Of the OC?
I think
OC is going to be first. OC is the first week in August, too, I think. And the same girls are back.
Yeah.
The ones
we
didn't
like. That franchise is
dead. Dead. Followed closely by Beverly Hills, dead.
I think so. They need
the
to
only
have
people
some
that
new
have
stuff.
Anything going on is New York, Atlanta, I guess Dallas, but if you can recreate a Dallas.
No, you didn't. You liked Cam. And she had on condom earrings.
Yeah, I hated it, and I took a slight turn onto maybe liking it, but I hated it. Remember?
Hated it. Yeah, you did. You wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. So that's coming, but I'll be watching it. Because, as you know, in Wives franchises, they every season, it gets bumped up a notch until it gets to the top and then it overflows and it's dead. So
yeah, they're still climbing.
Bumped up a notch. Yeah, they're going to get bumped up a notch this season. So
yeah. And see, last year, the first year they took a trip to Austin. Boring.
Yeah.
Last year they went to Colorado. So this year they might get, out of the country. I mean,
they might go to Mexico. I mean, they live in Texas. It's not hard to go to Mexico.
Yeah, maybe they'll cross the border. I don't know. But, yeah, it takes a little climbing.
Yeah. Well, on the next thing on the news is old...
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. No.
Continue.
I was saying I want some Shaws.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they? I don't know.
It's
been a good while.
Yeah, they better bring the heat because they were about to jump the shark on the last season as well. And if those of you who don't know what jump the shark means, that's when Fonzie on Happy Days jumped the shark on Happy Days and it was when it was no longer good anymore.
On his motorcycle.
So, yeah. Shark. Shaw's almost last season to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, sorry. Okay, moving on. Okay, so the old people face app. It's everywhere. And I've seen a lot of really hot looking old dudes. I don't know if you've noticed. It doesn't change your body. It changes your face. So if you have like a good body, you look like a guy with a good body, which is rare. So you look really good.
Well, I haven't seen any full body ones. I've only seen like face
Well, you
shots.
Don't follow any bodybuilders, I'm assuming.
Oh, God, that must look weird.
It looks awesome. I'm like, man, wise and good body. Good job.
So,
beware. Russia is spying on you somehow with your old face app. I guess they're going to take your money. I'm not sure, but beware.
Hey, that's what they're saying. And it's not like stupid rumors saying it. These are what technology people are saying.
Yeah, but they're going to come and $4,000 of my savings because I use the old people app.
No.
That doesn't sound like I'd be interested in.
I don't know how they would do it, but the more information that all these other people have on you,
Right. Well, if that's the case, we need to delete the Instagram. We need to delete the podcast. We need to delete YouTube. We just need to delete it all because somebody could literally from Russia find out exactly where I work and show up there and take me if they wanted to. So just because you use the old face filter does not mean that Russia's going to get you. You know?
Okay. You know best.
Well, I think it doesn't make sense to me for us to be so freaked out about one app when every single app is equally as
well
dangerous.
And I did hear one expert say he and his wife were in bed last night and they're on their phones or whatever, and she's messing around with the face app, and he goes, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm talking about that on TV tomorrow." And she goes, "Isn't it cool?" And he goes, "No, it's not cool." And so the guy who was interviewing him said, "Well, so what did you tell her to do?" He said, "I've been telling her to get rid of her phone for the last 3 years." So,
well, exactly.
Yeah. So he said that's the only way that, now he said there are, people that are leaving themselves more open than other people, like people who have Alexa, people who, you know, you download these apps that give them access to your stuff. Not every app does that. And not every person allows an app to do that. Like on Snapchat, you can turn off the locator, you know, things like that. You can be proactive and not be quite so vulnerable or wide open.
Well, I feel like Russia could probably have wells faster than some old person app. You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know either.
I who am an alarmist, I am not alarmed at all.
Well, good.
In other news, there's this social media star. Her name's Amanda Ensing, and she's from, lives in LA now, and she's a makeup person, and she evidently thinks really highly of herself. I think she's by far one of the most annoying people on social media. I don't know her anymore. I used to watch her like here and there when I was like bored. She, Kylie Jenner posted a picture, straw hat, and her like looking down, and it like kind of covers her boobs. I don't know. She just posted this picture on her Instagram, and Amanda Ensing commented on it and said, "Wow, this picture looks familiar." Like saying that Kylie Jenner went to this random, I mean, she has a million followers, but like a lot of people have a million followers, to look at her Instagram and find a picture of
and copy her.
Yeah. And so Kylie Jenner commented back and said, "Sorry, Amanda Ensing, never met you, and you're not on my mood board." And so, of course, everybody's having a field day with that. But I was like, for real, who are you to, not that I think that the Kylie Jenner like hung the moon, but like just realistically, do you think that she went to your Instagram to get inspiration?
Now, Kylie is the one, the model.
The makeup one.
Okay, with the baby.
Kendall is the model.
Okay. So to me, Kendall still looks like herself. She's still a natural beauty. The others have just morphed.
She looks like Brody.
They've morphed into, I don't know what. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Well, I watched The Hills. And I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it. It's all about Spencer and Heidi drama.
Everyone, Spencer.
I know. He is in every scene. I watched it real quick tonight. They're having a big crystal party because that's their thing. His passion is crystals. I'm like, what the heck? Crystals? Yeah. I mean, they didn't show Justin Bobby except for a minute because he went to Brody.
Justin Bobby's the only one I want to see.
I know. And Brody had a video party where he did a video or something because he's just trying to, you know, find himself in the music industry. I don't know what. It's just very. And Brandon went on a date. He met this girl at the beach, and it was the most awkward thing you've ever seen. He meets this girl, and she's cute. She's a little brunette. Not what I thought he would date. I thought he would date a Pam Anderson Jr., but cute little brunette. They go into this clothing store, and they're shopping together. And it's so awkward, like, oh, so you like those pants? Oh, I see you like those. Wow. You know, it's just like, and why don't you try it on? Well, maybe I will. Would you just stand right here? This is where the boyfriend sits while the girls try on clothes. He goes, so I'm your boyfriend now? Oh.
Please stop. It doesn't sound awkward at all, though.
Yeah. So, anyway. Well, speaking of The Hills, I don't even know why we were talking about The Hills. Oh, we were talking about
Kylie and Kendall.
It reminded me of Brody. And they did have a little segment where Brody and Brandon, his brother, showed up at the mom's house. She is so injected and pulled and surgery that she doesn't even look like herself. And he went on.
I think I'm going to get lip injections.
Okay.
He went on and on about how wonderful his mother was, and she was his rock. Aww. And I thought that was That's so nice. Yeah.
Well, her parents, a lady, so.
And refuses to go to everything. He didn't go to his wedding. And it's
probably unstable. Yeah, yeah, I knew that.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Well. What else? That's all I have in my news. I did have in news topics that I went on a date.
Oh.
So.
That is top news story.
Yeah, I went on my own one-on-one. But I don't know if there's like a connection or if I can like see myself or like.
Do you have clarity?
Yeah. So that is why people, I just want to let you know, if you follow my bachelor review, I'm sorry, my bachelor review, for the sake of my own one-on-one, but I got it in. Don't worry.
I think it's awfully mature that you went out on a school night.
I know. I'm basically an adult now.
Wow.
Wow. But I will say that next week we will have Real Housewives of New York to review in the podcast. So the reunion.
Yep.
Because I have it paused right now so I can finish watching it. So.
Oh, it's playing right now. Okay, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, so that's all I have, unless you have anything you're obsessed with, which you never do. You just try and think of one whenever I ask.
I really, I don't, but I have a suggestion that we need to find a song to start off our podcast.
Okay.
You know, like a theme song.
All right. Are you going to make one?
You want me to sing one?
Well, it can't be anybody else's song because it's going to have copyright. So we have to make
I'm going to work on that. I can do that. I have music background.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope that we have that next week.
Okay. That's my job. That's my assignment.
Yep. Well, that's all, folks. Follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Trahan.
And Trahan Home. Yeah.
Wow, you remembered.
Yeah.
And follow my vlogs. And that's it. I'm going to a bachelorette party this weekend, so I'll have lots of juicy drama for the next podcast.
Oh, that's so fun. Okay. Yeah. I want to see it and hear it all.
All right.
Okay.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't say goodnight.
Good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.